Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
You were listening to Stardish Radio, as Brandon Barash just said, on the Blog Talk Network. Today is Wednesday, June 11th, 2008. I am Jennifer. As always, our call-in number is 347-945-5423. And please log into our chat room, and don't forget to rate our show after we are done tonight. I'd like to say hello to, she's my favorite person in the world, Desi. I guess you are. I don't know.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hello, my Jen. How are you?
I am good. I'm excited about tonight's show, but I actually do want to get moving because I know that he's only available for 20 minutes, and I think he's on the line. So without further ado, our guest tonight has quite a resume, from guest starring on a variety of television shows and films, first introduced to GH fans as Jamal Woods, and then again as Stan Johnson, and don't you find it strange how nobody in Port Charles knows that Stan looks like Jamal? I mean, Jamal was a vampire. Come on.
I know.
Well, please welcome the very handsome and talented Kiko Elfert. Kiko?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. How's everybody doing on that end?
Good.
Very good.
Good, wonderful. That's what I like to hear.
Well, we miss you on General Hospital.
Yeah, I miss working with my friends too. You know, I mean Kelly and Kent, and I get to see Kent a lot anyway because her and I actually do martial arts together, and she also started a rape prevention seminar that her and I and some of the other martial artists, we put that on, and we do that seminar for women and teach them how to defend themselves and that type of situation. So I see her, like, all the time. So, I really enjoyed working with them, though. Miss them dearly.
Yeah, she was actually, Kent and I were on our show not too long ago, and Kent was actually talking about that in the defense course for women and everything. I found it very interesting. So.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And she actually is about to go skydiving.
She was talking about that too.
I know. You should have seen it. We brought it up one time, and I was talking to her about it, because I've gone skydiving a few years ago myself. And when I brought it up with her, just the thought and just her talking about it, you can see the fear, you know, coming from her face and her eyes and her emotions. She's deathly scared of heights. So I tried to put her at ease. I don't know. I probably made it worse. I'm not sure. But I told her to sit at the back of the plane and don't look out of the door until it's time to jump. So,
I would be scared too. I'd be like, I'm just gonna stay up here, with the plane. Yeah.
You know, it's not in my personal opinion, it's not as bad as it seems.
Mm-hmm.
I get kind of woozy when I look off the side of a building. For me, that's bad. That's wow. You know what I mean? But jumping out of the plane, I think the scariest part was just actually jumping out, and the guy, when we rocked a couple of times before we jumped out, he pushed my head down, and I was like, wow. But before we knew, we were already at the plane. There was no time to get scared. I think that's their plan anyway. So, but that was a lot of fun, though.
Wow.
But, yeah.
So I know that you also do a lot of charity work with children.
I used to do more than I do right now. Right now, my hand is into so many different things, but at one point I would work with, I forget the name of the school actually, but I think it all started, I'll give you the short but long story of how it started. I used to teach, and I used to teach special ed and aphasia classrooms, and I used to do one-on-one tutoring, life skills, and things of that sort. And so I've always had like a love for an appreciation for children and their development. And so since then, I've actually done charity basketball games for high schools and raising the money for the high schools. And then we've also done, I used to teach acting classes at it was like an inner city youth school for young men before the age of 18, between the age of, I think, 13 and 17 rather. And I would teach them acting in one of their classes, and just, you know, kind of teach them, because acting is more than just acting. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. There's more about, you know, personal development as well. So, you know, trying to actually offer more of a balanced character, you know, for them, when we would actually teach courses like that too as well. So different things like that, and just you know, just wanting to, you know, offer a side of me for the kids, and just, you know, help them grow into, you know, nice, responsible people.
Yeah, that's
good.
Yeah, and you also, how did you actually get into the martial arts? Because I know you've been doing that for quite some time.
Yeah, Kent and I actually started together. As soon as Port Charles went off the air, I forget the exact conversation, but we actually went and actually studied, ended up knowing the same person, which is our teacher, but she ended up knowing him through someone else, and I had known him for about 7 years prior through acting. And I think I've always known that he taught martial arts, but he and I, you know, sat down, and when he told me how he taught, and it was from just a deeper place, it wasn't just about doing routines or katas or just learning how to, you know, beat someone up or things of that sort. Yeah, upstairs. You know, he basically told me how he taught, and I was really turned on about how he taught. He said he taught from his heart and just from the real spiritual, for lack of better words, you know, from that type of place. And, you know, we just got into it from there, and I liked the idea of just, you know, learning self-defense for that purpose. And because I'm not, you know, I don't want to go out there and fight anybody, but for self-defense purposes, I think everyone should know how to, you know, defend themselves. And so that's kind of how it started. So basically after Port Charles went off the air, Kent and I actually started together.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah, so we've been on a long road together, about 5 years now.
It's always good to do stuff like that with, you know, with friends, or just anything with friends, because, you know, I mean, like, me and Desiree are best friends, so we do the show together, we travel together, we do everything together.
Hey, Desiree, she's kind of quiet over there.
Hey.
Like, hey.
She's our giggler.
I'm here.
She locks you up in the back, huh? She doesn't let you talk. Is that the way it goes? Desiree must do all the paperwork. Come on, tell the truth, right?
Yeah.
She's back there logging everything and doing the computer work, and then just sit
that's
there and
do.
Have all the fun. See, I knew it.
That's fine, though. She can have all the fun. I'm good.
Too bad. Too bad she actually doesn't live here, because they're like, Desiree, get me some water. Desiree, do this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm.
She's actually in California, and I'm in New York.
Ah, so you're from New York, huh?
Yes.
She is.
All right, little West. East Coast, West Coast thing. You know, we got a lot of love for each other.
Yep, exactly.
Nice. Well, I'm a California native myself. I think you probably know that.
Yeah.
I like New York. I like New York. Nothing wrong with New York. You know, a little busy for me, but I still like to, you know, visit.
It was so funny, because actually the first time that I met you, actually, it was in New York at Planet Hollywood right before the Emmys.
Ah, okay. You said at Hollywood?
Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, okay. I remember that. Yeah, I remember
that. There was a whole bunch of you guys there.
Brian and Aaron, and yeah, I remember that. I totally remember that whole day. We had a great time back then.
It was so funny that day, because my friend called me, and she's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm leaving work. She goes, well, you better go over to Planet Hollywood. Poor Charles Cass is there. So I ran over there.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, definitely.
Yeah.
So how did you get started with acting? What made you decide to want to become an actor?
Oh, man, that's that's an interesting story. I really got forced into acting. I never, like I said, I'm from California, and I never wanted to act, but I think throughout the years, my dad was a licensed general contractor, and And I would always, I was growing up doing things like construction and just, blue collar type work. And, then I was a teacher and doing different things like that. I worked, for UPS. I worked at Children's Hospital before as well. That was another place where I, my heart really went out to the kids when I worked at Children's Hospital too as well. And then I ended up bartending. And, everyone assumed that I was an actor, but I was just, I was just bartending. And I was like, all right, Tom Cruise can do it. I can do it too. And I can make me some tips here and there. And let me see what this industry is all about. So that's what I did. I went into the bartending, and which I enjoyed a lot, by the way. I still like when we have parties, I have friends, that have parties or some sort of get-togethers, or I'm always, offering and practicing my bartending skills, because I really enjoy it, just making drinks and serving people and within their limits. I definitely tell them to drink their water when they're getting to that limit too as well. But anyways, how I got into acting was everyone assumed that I was an actor anyway. And then a couple of friends of mine, I think for the past couple of years, he'd been saying, trying to get me to go meet his agent that I should try acting. And then one day he basically cornered me at the gym and he had this really just stoic, just serious look on his face, his energy and everything. And he was like, look, I'll never bother you again. Just go meet my agents. That's all I'm asking. And I remember it was like raining and everything. And I saw that he was pretty serious. So I was like, okay, maybe there's something to what he's saying. He's good. He's a cool friend of mine. So let me just go meet these agents. So, I went to go, meet his agents and basically just from the moment I walked into the door, we hit it off. And by the end of the meeting, I was talking with like five or six different agents, and they said, hey, if you want to start acting, you have agents here. We just suggest you start some acting classes. So then I went into I'm giving you like the really short version. Smash cut to my first, my first real acting class, and I had stage fright, and I could barely talk, and I felt like someone's hand was on my throat, and my breath and my voice was barely coming out, and I was so scared up there. And then I got off the stage and I was like, what the heck was that? And I shook it off and I didn't like it. I was like, yo, that's not cool. That was not me. What was that? So I took it as a personal challenge, really, honestly, I did. And then I took it upon myself. I was like, all right, I'm not going to back down from this. I'm going to keep going back because I didn't like that. I didn't like how that had a hold over me. And so I just kept going back to this one particular class, and it really became about acting, really just became about my freedom to be myself and my freedom to be true and to be real. And that's really the course of how I started. And then it just basically snowballed, and here I am talking with you guys in New York and California on the radio station.
Yay.
And working with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence and all of the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. So that's basically how it happened, though. And I've been enjoying it and just riding the wave and enjoying it as I go, and then trying to, inspire and do as much good work, in front of the camera and behind the camera with people as well, like with the kids and the charities and getting myself to a place to where I can really affect, positive change. So.
Yeah. So I want to try to get
Yes.
I want to try to get some fans in here before the switchboard goes down again. It keeps going down on me, and I don't like it.
I'm sorry. Say again.
The switchboard keeps going down, so I want to try to get a couple of calls from the fans in because I know that they're anxious to talk to you.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay, so here, let's see. Area code 623. Hello?
Hi, guys.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear
yes,
you.
I can hear you, too.
I know, I'm telling Desiree. Okay, I can see. No, you guys are gone. No, you're gone. Oh, you guys are back up. Nope.
Hello?
Nope. You guys are down.
Yeah, we're here. I could see everything, but go ahead, Michi.
So anyway, hello, Kiko. This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. How's it going?
It's going good.
Are you going to be ready to handle Girls Night Out in July?
Oh, wow. I almost forgot about that. I was like, what is she talking? Kent. And
yeah.
I think Kent and the nice thing. And yeah. I think I'm ready. I don't know. Is there something I should know about?
Uh-oh, is it? We lost Michelle. She's calling back. Hold on here.
It's going to be crazy, Kiko.
What the hell, guys?
I don't know.
Switchboard doesn't like you, Mitchie.
I know. So did you hear my question, or did I get booed?
No,
he heard it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard it. I guess she didn't probably hear me. I said, I think that I'm ready for it. I mean, as ready as I can be. I mean, unless you guys have something special plan for the guys or something like that. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
we have a contest. I run Kent's board, her message board,
uh-huh.
And we have a contest going on to who can write the best storyline idea.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be acted out during the event.
Oh,
and
nice.
You're in a couple of them that have been submitted so far.
Oh,
Stan, Stan is in a few of them so far.
You guys just write me a good part. Write me some crazy stuff. I'm ready to do it.
So no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure, guys.
That was a long time ago. That was back when I was on stage for the first time. There's no more stage right now. I've gotten over that, so I'm good. Bring it on. Bring it on.
You know they will.
Oh, yeah. We will all be there. We can't wait.
Cool. It's all good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So you said you run the message board?
I run Kent's message board, yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So you talk to Kent on a every now and then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to get her on the phone tonight to just call in and ask you some embarrassing question that only she would know. So you can be like, okay.
Yeah, you'd have to you probably have to talk to my fiance or somebody like that. So I know who to keep off the phone for you so you don't get the killing questions or the answers rather. Yeah, I try to stay ahead of the game a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that though. Yeah. Anything for Kent and Manai.
Are you gonna do the past cast? Did they invite you to that?
I'm sorry. What is this?
The past cast event and fan club weekend.
Oh yeah. When is that anyway?
Sunday.
July
14th. 13th.
Yeah, but. If I'm in town, then more than likely it's a good chance that I'll be there. I just in July there's I think I might be leaving town, but it might be like right after that I'm leaving town. So, you know, I should be good though.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who will be anxious to see you.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. It'd be nice seeing everybody get back together again. I mean, that was I'm in the middle of a house with a lot of people coming and going, if you can't tell. Probably about 50 or 60 people at this house, so.
Wow.
Excuse me if I kind of say, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? I'm down here in their lobby, so I'm kind of opening the door for people as I talk with you guys. So that's kind of what's going on my end. Kind of got my hands full over here. Half doorman, half interviewee. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for cell phones, huh?
Oh my gosh! You know, I just saw that on YouTube where they put. I don't know if anyone's seen that, but they put four pieces of corn, you know, popcorn, but they're unpopped,
uh-huh.
And they put three or four cell phones around the the corn, and then they call all the cell phones, and the popcorn pops because of the radiation wave that travel through the cell phone.
Oh wow!
So. Yeah, it's really wild, you know. They just put, like, you know, about four or five pieces of unpopped, you know, popcorn, and then they call their cell phones, and then these pieces of corn, you watch them pop. So, needless to say, I have all this radiation going through my hair right now because, you know, I guess I don't hear people on, and I don't know how much I'm killing myself, but there's radiation going on through my head, so. But I'm alive thus far.
That's always good.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm alive and well. Any more questions, Michelle?
No, I'm good. I was just listening.
Well, I can ramble it on. I can ramble
hey,
all day long.
Going, good.
I'm sure you don't want to hear me ramble, though.
No.
No, it's all good.
Are you going to the Daytime Emmys this year?
Is that going to be at the Kodak Theater as well?
Yes.
Okay.
On
I am
Jen's
so,
birthday.
And when is this? Jen, when's your birthday?
June 20th.
Friday.
She got disconnected.
Is June
oh, good. I'm hosting now.
Yes, you're now co-hosting with me.
I knew I would take her place eventually.
Yes,
nice.
June 20th. Friday, June 20th. That's her birthday, and
oh,
that's
okay.
When the Daytime Emmys are.
You know, I haven't made any plans, but, you know, you never know. Last minute, things can change, and, you know, anybody can pop up down there. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Is anybody going to – are you guys going down there? Not you,
we'll
Jen,
all be there.
I know you're in –
yep,
we oh,
will
you're going to be there, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes,
very
we'll
nice.
All be there.
Maybe I have to stop by and make an appearance and say hello to my homegirls.
Yes. Jen can't get on at all. I can't even pick her up.
Good.
That,
oh, my
why.
God.
Upstairs. Yeah, upstairs.
It was a hostile takeover on my part. I'm
think
sorry.
So. She said the website's completely down.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, Jen, did she get disconnected?
She got disconnected.
I mean, she's pissed right now. Does she
I
have
know.
A she must
oh,
be.
Well.
Do you know how to connect her back in?
The whole thing's sorry. This is so not funny, but it's so funny at the same time. I'm not ready for my first hosting gig.
That's why I'm here.
Oh, thank God. Oh,
so what can I ask?
Okay.
Just ask any questions you want.
So, I do have a question.
Okay, there you go.
I'll just start asking. How did you feel on General Hospital having them make Stan Spinelli's bitch?
I don't. Well, first thing, let me address a couple of things here. did you say what I just thought you just said? That's
yeah,
the first
I think
thing.
She did.
Because seriously, I'm like, why is Stan having Spinelli boss him around?
Wait, when did
little
Spinelli never boss me around?
Boy.
Wait, I don't. Maybe. Well, yeah, I don't remember Spinelli ever bossing Stan around. I mean, what show did you watch?
He was more not bossing so much as more. He came out. I'm trying to think of how to word it.
Because I remember telling him that he better get out of town, and I remember him running out of the cafe. I remember that.
Then
but
he
I don't,
became more prominent.
Oh.
Him.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind
oh.
of like just disappeared.
You're talking storyline then.
Yes. No. Yeah. Storyline, not.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's hey. That has nothing to do with. That's all. They can write what they want to write. You know what I mean? So I know. Yeah, you know, Stan had the storyline you know, he was doing the whole, I think, the strike and rally and that whole thing, and I think they were trying to go a particular direction with that, and then they did the night shift, you know, ordeal right after that, and they just blended the two, and it kind of went off in that direction. But, you know, if you left it up to me, I mean, I would have, definitely, Sonny and Maurice and myself were really enjoying where our scenes were going and our relationship and just where we thought our storyline was going. You know, we started doing really, really, we started really clicking with our work and our chemistry together, and we started finding our groove. And then as soon as we did, you know, kind of find our groove, it was like, okay, that's done, that's over with, and then just kind of ended. So I mean, that's kind of the way it is, I guess, sometimes with soap opera. I don't know. You just kind of never know where it's going to end up.
Yeah, I thought you guys were all great together.
I'm back.
Oh, she's back.
Yeah,
yay!
I was taking over.
I was like, what the heck, man? That's
back.
The beauty of live radio.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, I'm not ready.
You know what it is? The blog talk is having a lot of problems tonight. I have a ton of error messages in front of me, so that's what's going on.
Is that Jen that's back online?
Oh, yes, yep. It is.
Oh, hey, long time no talk to.
I know, right?
Where you been? We've been having a good time. Party over here with our Jen.
Heard Missy talking about my Spinelli.
So, yeah, we were talking about Spinelli for a little bit. Actually, it was that Michelle. Did you bring up Spinelli?
Mm-hmm.
Who brought up Spinelli?
Yeah, it was Michelle.
I know better.
I like Spinelli was great though. I loved working with, you know, Spinelli and Maurice. Didn't get to work with those guys enough though, you know, and Steve just a little bit, you know. So, but I really was digging because I had never worked with them before, particularly when I was on Port Charles, and then even when I'd been on General Hospital before. But I really, yeah, that was the, you know, as soon as we started to have some fun, and it was like, all right, done. Too much fun. That's over with.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're not allowed to have fun.
Nope. Don't do too much fun. Not too good. No, not too much. No.
But
that's
we're
good.
Actually, I want to. Missy, I'm going to keep you on the line just because I love you so much.
Hey.
And I want to take, because I know there are some other people on hold, and let's see how you know how long the switchboard stays up. So I'm going to take another caller actually.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Area code 281 hopefully picks up switchboard slow. Okay. I'm trying to pick up this caller.
Oh.
Wow.
They're still there?
Gosh, I hate the switchboard tonight.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
There you are. Okay, yes, we can hear you now.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Desiree. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
My name is Ronica Robles from Houston, Texas. Hi,
Ronica.
Nico. How are you? How are
I'm
you guys doing tonight? How are you guys doing tonight?
Excellent. How you doing, Veronica?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just so happy I get to talk to you guys. Oh my gosh. Kiko,
well,
I just want to say.
Girl.
Okay, I'm sorry. Kiko, I just want to say I'm a huge fan of your work. I watched you on Port Charles. You did a wonderful and awesome job on the show. I'm just a huge fan of your work. General Hospital, Night Shift, and I saw you in Bad Boys 2 and Dexter. Oh, my gosh. You're just awesome. You're so talented.
Oh, thank you, Veronica. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're so talented. And I just wanted to know, what are your upcoming projects that you're working on next?
The projects that I'm working on next?
Mm-hmm.
I have actually a few things that are a couple things that are in development, a couple things that are coming out, and a couple things that I'm about to shoot. And in no particular order, there's two films that I shot last year and that'll be coming out this year. One is called I Am, kind of like Will Smith's movie I Am Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's
mm-hmm.
just the first two words, I Am.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually go check out, there's a short featurette trailer at themovieiam.com. It's www.themovieiam.com. And there's a trailer at that website. And then there's a horror film that we actually, that we produced and that we're, you know, there's a ensemble cast that we're in as well. And that's called Staunton Hill. And you can actually go to that website as well, too. It's, of course, www.themovieiam.com. Staunton Hill, the movie. It's Staunton Hill, the movie.com. And this one thing I'm very excited about is there's Heroes is doing a web series now. So,
really? Wow.
And they're really doing it up with that. They got doing the web series and they have, I guess, like a comic book and stuff like that they're doing. And I'm just kind of finding out about this, but. But I actually have there's a character that I'm going to be playing on the web series, and I got some special powers and everything, and my guy
cool.
is really, really, really interesting.
Oh, wow.
He's really a great guy. In the daytime, he's a mailman. At night, he's a DJ, and he has some pretty cool powers that got me really excited. So I'm thrilled about that.
Wow.
I think
you are busy. You are very busy. You're very busy right now.
Yeah, and I'm all – And then getting married in August, on August 1st. So we're trying to...
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So it's been kind of crazy.
Would you ever consider doing another soap opera, like, in the near future, like later on,
I did Port Charles. I did that for mm-hmm. 3.5 years, and then okay. I went on a 4-year break and kind of just delved out into other things that I wanted to explore, you know, prime time and film, and I got mm-hmm. into producing on that break and just, got, you know, step behind the camera as well, and I wanted to learn more facets, you know, of the industry.
Let me just say that
you can never get bored out there, and you can never stop learning and growing, and there's a lot to do out there. I want to see it. I want to see it all. So,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. We can talk. We can talk over each other. That's how we do. Texas and LA, baby.
This is what the baby kids is all about. Bringing the fans to their stars.
Because I'm studying
what was the question,
theater.
Veronica?
I'm gonna be studying theater next year in college, January of 2009. What's the best advice? Because I'm gonna be taking theater classes in college.
Let's see. I guess a couple of things. Well, there's a few things. The first thing would be to always come from a real and true place and tap into that real and true place before you do anything on stage and make sure you're coming from that place. And because otherwise, then it's not, it becomes fake. That's just my thing. When I started off acting, I personally take pride on, like, everything that I do comes from a real and true place that I do. And that's just one thing that I really hold precious is just truth, you know, with acting and, you know, in my life. But, you know, speaking about just acting, you know, so when I cry, you know, and it's coming from that real place. Or when I'm angry, I'm really angry. And, you know, I don't fake the funk in any way whatsoever. Just tap and do all the work that you need to do so you can have access to those real places within yourself, because, you know, you'll surprise yourself and you'll have, you know, free range of all of your emotions. So that's the first thing. And I would say the second thing is to just be you. And I know it's so cliche. I mean, it's... It's so cliche. It's like, be yourself, be you. But really, I mean, what really makes all of us unique and special and individuals is because you have your quirks and I have my quirks, and I look funny my way and you may look different your way. You know, I might walk this way and you might walk that way. But, you know, just love everything that's different about you, because that's why people get cast. They don't get cast, you know, because they're the same. And some people do, but, I mean, that's probably not the type of work that you want to do. You want them to cast you because you're you. You know what I mean? That's what makes you special. At least that's my opinion. You know, there's some people that say, I just want to be cast in anything. And that's cool, too. But mm-hmm. I think the real power is when you tap into who you are as a person and you know that what you have, no one else has. And everyone has that. You know what I mean? Everyone has that. So... really just focus on that and don't, you know, I wouldn't worry about fitting in and just, you know, find your thing, you know,
find my groove. Find my groove.
Exactly.
Right? My move.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And, I think if you really absorb that and take those in and really come from that place with those, then you should be okay. And you'll know what to do after that.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. And
I'm looking in,
huge fan of your work, and I'm looking forward to seeing your upcoming movies, and many blessings and many wishes to you, and congratulations, and good, and just all good luck to you.
You too. Congratulations on your journey. I'm looking forward to you.
Thank you so much.
I expect seeing some big things from you, girlfriend.
Thank you so much. You guys all the best. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
Bye.
And do you have, you still have time, Kiko, for
Yeah, I definitely caller? I have about 5 more minutes. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take another caller, because I know that she's wanting to talk to you. Georgette.
I'm here. I'm just listening. He's talking. I'm listening to him talk. The cord broke, and I'm like, what the heck is going on here?
I know. I was like, believe me, I was. Yeah,
like,
so
I'm sitting here talking to Michelle Kiko, and I'm like, what am I supposed to ask him? And I'm like, well, I know. I said, tell him, are you ready to party at Girls Night Out? It's going to be crazy. I'm telling you what. How about I ask you, who would you like to work with that you haven't worked with and why? Like anyone.
Anyone. Definitely, let's see. I would have to say three, and they're all guys. Nothing against women, but it's the first ones that pop up in my head. Definitely Gary Oldman. I don't know if anybody knows who that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
But he's I love his work.
Definitely
Gary Oldman. And then I'd have to say Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yes.
Definitely Will Smith. I'm going to name a few more. Definitely Will Smith again, because Will Smith was definitely such a huge, huge inspiration, you know, when I worked with him in Bad Boys 2, and I had met him
a few
years.
And I loved you in Bad Boys 2.
Thank you so much. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
That was a lot of fun. Shooting those guns like that, man, that was, whew, I cannot tell you how much fun that was. and definitely Denzel, and then I would say Ed Norton as well.
Great choice.
Incredible Hulk.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, those I could probably keep going. But
Sorry. Yeah. I'm reading something over here. And I'm laughing at what I just read. Sorry.
Well, share. Come on. We want to laugh, too.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It was so funny. I'm talking online, and I read something funny. That's all. What about women? What if you could pick women? No one that comes to mind?
I was thinking about that. You know what? I forget her name.
Like, you wouldn't want to smack on Angelina Jolie or something like that? Work with her?
I wouldn't mind. You know, I would definitely mind, but she wouldn't be, like, necessarily my first pick.
That's why I don't have any – I don't see what the fascination in her is, but that's why I said –
No, actually,
oh,
you know, I just forget her name. You know who I like is what's her name from The Notebook as well.
Oh, Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, I really dig her work. I mean, she to me embodies, you know, coming from that real place too as well. And I loved her in what was it, Red Eye? I'd never seen a woman fight like that in a movie. I mean, that was great. And you know who else as well? Monica Bellucci.
Yeah,
I saw her do some work in a movie that blew my mind, a movie that I can only watch like one time because it was so intense. And I wouldn't recommend, you know, any kids going to watch it. But she had actually gone through, she had been assaulted in the film, and her performance was so mind-blowing. It was it was so scary, you know. But I really gave her a lot of respect after that. I mean, she really went to those really scary and deep places. So, yeah, there you go. There you
go. Okay, thanks.
Rachel McAdams and Monica Bellucci.
Okay, thanks.
Good answer.
Thanks for everything. We'll see you in July. And, we'll see you in July. So, thanks for chatting with us. You're awesome. Can't wait to see you in July.
Thank you. Who's that? Who's speaking right now?
Georgette, I met you at Fun in the it's weird. I met you at Fun in the Sun in March at UF, and I snuck in to get in because I've never met you or Bradford, and that was when Bradford first came on GH, and I snuck in and almost got in trouble, and because you had to be a student at UF to go, so
okay.
I was like, okay, and I met you, and then I saw you at Fan Club Weekend that July, and you like remembered me. I'm like, what? Because no one ever remembers anybody. And you remembered me. You didn't remember my name, but you're like, I saw you in March, didn't I? And I was like, what? How did he remember? And I was like, shocked. So I was shocked because no one really remembers. So I was like, wow, he's awesome. Because no one remembers. Like, they'll remember a face maybe here and there, but nothing like
"Wow, I remember I saw you in Florida in March, blah, blah, blah," because that's what you told me when you saw me in July. So.
Yeah, okay. Now the challenge is I got to put the name to the face, and you're like, okay, I was the one on the radio. I'm like, oh, I got it now. Put it all together now. I got little pieces here and there now. Now they're floating around in my head, but I'll put it together soon.
If you remember me and point me out, I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah, nice. I remember the face. Don't expect you to remember the name. I don't expect you to remember the name, but I'll definitely remember the face. So I might just start saying Georgette to everybody, so maybe I'll get it regardless.
I'll be my facing you, Kiko. This is Georgette.
go right ahead.
People are going to be like, people are going to be like, who is that? Why are you saying her name?
I would definitely remember. I'd tell you that. I would definitely remember.
You better remember all of us. Just kidding.
Hey, but I can try.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh gosh, Georgette got disconnected.
I know, she just cut off. Tell him I said bye.
Bye, Georgette.
All right. Well, I know that Kiko has to go. So.
But thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun, ladies.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, we'll have to do it sometime soon. And when I have some more to talk about as well, and you know. I can share that with you guys as well.
Yep, exactly.
Excellent.
And then we will see you in July.
We will. Yes, we can't wait.
Cool. Thank you, ladies. Have a good night.
All right,
you too.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.
Wow, love him.
I know.
I just took over, Jen. I'm like, hostile takeover.
I just took it. I was like, what the? I was like,
that's
I'm not
good.
Ready.
That's good. That's good though, because see, I was like, oh my god, and then the switchboard went down, and I was all, oh my gosh, I was, oh my gosh.
And then Desiree was by herself, going, what do you mean, Jen's gone?
I am Desiree, and I was like, oh my god, Blog Talk is down.
I know. When you got kicked off, she's like, Jen's gone, and Jen can't get back on. I'm like, hostile takeover. I planned it all along. I am in charge.
See, it was her. She's the one who's messing up the whole thing all night.
But, oh, my gosh. So, I'm excited about tomorrow night.
Yeah. What is tomorrow night, Jen? Who could be on our show tomorrow night?
So, oh, my gosh. We lost Mishy.
Ugh.
Oh, well, it was just Mishy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love Mishy.
Here she's back.
Oh, she's back. Okay. I was just saying how much I love Mishy.
Yeah,
right,
I totally do.
Right. Well, as I was saying, I was trying to get a point across what I'm saying, and I kept hearing click, click. I'm like, I don't think you guys are hearing everything I'm saying.
Oh, I see Angelina and Tara tomorrow night. Why? Why? Somebody very special to me is on tomorrow night. I know. You know, Dad, seriously. Natalia Livingston is on tomorrow night with us, and I am very excited about that because she is my favorite. It's no secret. Everybody knows.
Sorry. Angelina's, why?
everybody knows. Whatever, Angelina. I see you typing. Yeah, so that's going to be a fun show tomorrow night, though. So.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's going to be torture natty time. No, this would be good. And Angelina, you better call in because, you know, Team Livingston.
Hello.
Hello,
Team
Livingston.
Livingston. We're excited, too. That's right. You better be.
And then what do we have coming up that we're doing? We're going to the Emmys.
Well, Monday we have Robbie. I, for the love of me, can't remember his last name. I'm sorry.
Carrico.
Thank you. From American Idol.
Friday we have Bree Williamson.
Bree Williamson. I keep forgetting Bree.
And then Friday we have Bree Williamson. Monday we have Robbie Carrico.
Tuesday is my big interview. It's Jason Gearhart.
Woo!
Then we have the Emmys, Jen's birthday. We're going to go see Carolyn and Dirk on Saturday at their event, which should be a blast.
Dirk Torture.
Yes. And
I love
then,
that man.
And then Monday the 23rd is our big, big show.
Yes, we have Greg Vaughn on the show. Yay!
Who's that?
Some guy.
Some guy. I hear he's very popular with this one couple. Sorry. I'm excited. Well, I can be crazy, Mitchie.
You already are crazy.
Oh, damn.
Angelina says, some hot guy.
You know, Ange,
I know that you have a cell phone. I know you have two of them, and you even have a house phone. So why don't you dial in one of them?
Oh, she's not. She says she's going to be on the chat for sure. No, she needs to call in.
Yeah, really. That's right.
Howard.
Yeah.
So, well, we have, 15 minutes left? I say we discuss our wonderful show called GH.
Huh? What?
Exactly.
Spinelli's awesome.
Today? Did you see
today?
I
didn't see. No, I didn't.
I did not.
You, Jez?
No, I have not.
Why don't you give us the rundown, Mitchie?
Today.
Yeah, why don't you give us the rundown?
I've fast-forwarded a lot of it. But there is a scene today where Spinelli and the thug from yesterday, he confronts him in the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And Spinelli goes to hit the guy, and the guy ducks, of course. He's prepared this time, and he's got Spinelli held down on a table. And you hear the guns cock, and they pan out, and there's Max and Milo and Jason, and Max and Milo have their guns out, and Cheyenne standing in the middle of them. It's a very good scene. Good scene.
Never mind. Max and Jason and Spinelli's all great, so... I will definitely watch that.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I get this way when one of my favorites leaves. And now that Natalia is gone, it's just kind of like, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of getting the way like when Jeannie Francis left, I was kind of like, I really don't want to watch and stuff. But seriously, if it wasn't for Bradford, I don't know if I'd be like this dedicated. So I'd probably just watch Jane, and that's about it, because Tony's on summer vacation, so there's no Luke.
The whole show isn't what it used to be, and it's just really, really hard to watch right now. In my opinion, it's just the characters and storylines are repeating, or, you know, it's just like, seriously, we're getting another virus that Jason's going to get with Claudia and Spinelli locked in the penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Where the heck is, you know, my favorite, of course, Sam. I don't know. I think Kelly's, gone. I swear.
No, actually, Kelly, Lucky and Sam are on today. They started their Mexico adventure.
Yeah,
they have the letter from Luke, and Lucky figured out where the jewels were hiding, and Sam jumped around all excited, and they took off.
Yeah, like a little cheerleader.
Yes, and they took off. And what else?
Can I just say something about another couple on GH and stuff? And I just okay.
Yeah.
How do we put this in a nice way? This has Sunny and Kate. This has absolutely nothing to do with Maurice and Megan, because they're both great and everything, but. When did Sunny become Kate's bitch? Everything was, Kate. Like, what?
Yeah, that's the Sunny we know and love.
That just annoys me. I really just can't get over it. It's just kind of like everything that, he caters everything to Kate. He never did that with anybody else.
No, he didn't.
It gets frustrating. And can Lulu make up her mind? And I don't know. I just can't at all.
All for Nadine and Johnny, 2008.
Yes. It's just like, Lulu has had her pick of men fighting over back and forth. Da-da-da-da. She doesn't want this. She doesn't want that. Now she's got Johnny. Ugh. Now Maxie's supposed to be thrown into the mix again. I just can't.
I would love Maxie and Johnny.
And now do
if
we
I
have...
Can't have... If I can't have Johnny and Evine, I would love Maxine.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Maxine and Johnny
but
would be good.
But then who would we pair Spinelli with?
Nadine.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, true, true.
I know all the... I know all the... I'm probably going to be like...
I think we might see some Spinelli and Layla.
Because at least,
the thing is they write Layla to let Spinelli look like a hero and look like a man, where
mm-hmm.
with Maxie and Lulu, they always have whatever other guys involved sweep in and do the save. But with Layla, there was nobody else. Spinelli handled it.
Mm-hmm. I just I had a really hard time in the beginning with Spinelli and Maxie, and then I grew to love them. And it's not, I have nothing against Layla. I've actually always loved the character of Layla. I've never had anything against her and everything. I didn't really like her with Patrick because I just didn't really think that they were a good match.
Okay, girls, I hate cutting off on you guys. My other line's ringing, and it's my mother calling from out of town.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk with you guys.
We didn't want to talk to you anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, back to what I was saying about Layla and Patrick. I'm not a Patrick fan.
Neither am I. Never have been, really.
So, I think just because, and I can't, I don't know, I guess I just can't see the connection with Layla and Spinelli,
no.
But, you know, if they make it workable, I could like them.
Well, yeah, definitely, yeah, I mean.
Because, I have totally nothing against Layla and Nazneen. I mean, with Nazneen, that she was total sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I loved her. She was great.
She was great. She's so cute.
She was. It's not, you know, anything against the actors. It's the characters and the way they portray them on the show.
Exactly. It's
with,
definitely,
you know,
the characters. I mean, we have actor love. I mean, me and you always say that we're actor fans.
Well, you're definitely actor fans first and character
yeah.
fans because, you know, the way, you know, Kelly, for example, acts off the show and Sam acts on the show with Lucky. That's why I want her with Jason, not, you know, Kelly's totally different. She's more smunky, and Sam right now is just following Lucky, and it drives me nuts. But
mm-hmm.
Bradford's not that way. Bradford's off, you know. Bradford's just...
We have Bradford love.
Yeah.
That's our little,
like,
brother.
Our little brother, you know.
I know. Seriously, though, and I'm so upset that I'm not going to New Hampshire this weekend to go see him, but I think that Bradford's going to turn to me come end of July and go, Jen, seriously, leave me alone. I'm going to see him at the Emmys. I'm going to see him at Fan Club Weekend. And then he's coming to New York.
He's not. You know, Greg, too. You know, love
and,
Greg.
Did you see what Angelina wrote?
Yeah, I saw. She was. You know, I love Greg. Lucky, he needs a backbone a little bit, you know? Pick it up.
Yeah, he definitely. He's not a Spencer.
Yeah, he doesn't act like. Yes. Greg is. Total opposite, you know. We love Greg. I mean, I love him more than you do because you're not going to his event, but that's beside the point.
Anyway!
we're
trouble now.
Oh,
not friends.
Oh,
don't encourage her, Shelly! Don't encourage her!
Oh, look at Angelina. She's not helping. Motive.
Oh, wait, is Shelly on the line? Is it Shelly?
I think it is.
Wait, hold on. Shelly?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you know, seriously. Oh, my God. I can't believe you guys.
You don't mess with us when you talk about Greg.
I never. Oh, my God. I never said that. I was talking about Greg. I love Greg.
I know, but you have to go to his event. You have to get a hug from the man.
I've already gotten a lot of them, and I went to go see him. I went to his event in Boston, that was when he teased me about Tagiri.
Uh-huh. And then she's never been to one since, so I don't want to hear it.
Angelina's even going to Greg's event.
Well, maybe when he comes to New York with Kelly, maybe I'll just go to that one.
Oh, really? Oh. No, you won't. So don't even. Okay. Well, you know what? All I know is I'm in trouble now because Sebastian's going to hear some stuff and I'm dead. So it doesn't matter now. I just dug my grave.
Gee, huh?
So
you won't be.
Not you, Edith. Never.
You won't be in New. You won't be in New York to defend yourself when I tell Greg about your son.
No, you better not tell Greg anything.
Wait, what is that? YourNumberOneFan.com and buy tickets over there? Yeah.
Oh no! You leave Greg alone. Greg won't believe you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I got those photo shoot pictures that Greg might be interested to see.
Which one?
Well, so poor Greg. He doesn't know what's going to hit him when he's on the radio.
I know. He's going to go, oh, my God, it's you. I'm hanging up.
I know.
Is this Denzel? No. Isn't the other guy Ducky? Clint?
He won't say that. He'll just die. He'll be joking around like everybody else. So who knows how late that show's going to go.
I know. I'm like, I'm not going to work ever. I'm going to go in, like, I'm taking the day off.
We should tease Greg and Tom that we're coming back to the set soon.
I know, huh?
Well, then it's next week. Just kidding.
It's like, what to ask him? Because it's like, we already know him.
I know, really.
I know, huh?
Like,
what's your shoe size?
Yeah, we need to ask him, like, stuff that, like, we don't know. So, like, what's your first word?
Well, I guess he can tell us what Jason's been doing.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Can't wait to hear about the little guy. He looks just like Daddy.
Exactly. He does.
Cutie.
Boy, imagine how he's going to be when he gets older. Heartbreaker.
I know, with parents. Yeah, exactly. He'll be a heartbreaker for sure.
I mean, Toria, that's her name, right? Toria, that's how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
I always mispronounce her name, I think.
How you pronounce it.
She's gorgeous.
Oh,
she is.
Greg is gorgeous. So,
and then they
come
have
on.
A gorgeous baby.
Exactly.
I always have a hard time saying Jason Gearhart's wife's name.
Chalet.
I do too.
Chalet. Chalet.
His kids are adorable.
Oh my gosh.
Madison? Oh my God.
Madison.
Yes.
Madison. Now I haven't seen the youngest
Hudson?
One. But,
oh, Hudson is adorable.
He is adorable.
Beauty.
Madison is just the cutest little girl.
Isn't she?
She's just
last
a doll.
Year,
of course, with parents like that, how could you not be?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, like, she's like little Chalet. She was like, and, you know, we saw her for the first time at last year's Emmy extravaganza event.
Yeah.
Well,
he'll
bring
in
to his
all-outfitting war. Our all-outfitting war does.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't like my dance partner anymore, so I'm going to trade him in this year.
we're all bidding and stuff like that. Like, yeah, they're going to bid on dances with the guys, and they're like, first up is Bradford. And I was like, all right, y'all bid.
And then I outbid myself. What the frick was that?
Why did you do that?
I know. All I remember was 60, 70, and Nacho going, okay. I'm sorry.
She outbid herself.
That was.
Yeah, that made a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
Don't have fun.
Yeah,
well,
we have a minute left, so thanks everyone for sticking around and actually just listening to us.
Is Kiko back?
Is he?
On the switchboard? Look.
Oh, wow. Really? Wait, hold on. Let's take a look. Kiko?
You're doing back.
Kiko?
Not Kiko.
Okay. I was like, who is this?
Like,
it's me. Angelina?
Oh, my God!
Is this Kiko? No.
She's calling from a block number two.
It's
You're calling from
Kiko.
A block number. I was like, what the heck?
I was like, Kiko's back?
Well, we have 49 seconds left.
All right. Oh, good going, Angelina. Call him in the last 49 seconds.
Exactly.
Yes.
Wait to the
exactly.
last minute.
So actually what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do this. Oh, Angelina hung up. Actually, I'm going to play us out, and I'm going to play this just for Shelley.
Aw.
Just for
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Thank you.